Hi there, it's Si Smedley here from Oldham Chronicle with another of my music interviews, and today I'm back down in the boardroom at the Chronicle office again on Union Street, and I'm delighted to have been joined by frontman James Cummins from Mosley band Proletariat. So nice to meet you, James.
Nice to meet you, thanks for having me down.
Yeah, no problem, mate. It's our first sort of meeting together, so I don't think Proletariat have been going a massive amount of time, but do you want to tell the listeners, you know, how the band came about? And there's obviously there's four of you. There's yourself, Connor plays lead guitar, Aaron on bass, and Luke on drums. So how did Proletariat come about then, James?
Well, it started as though me and Connor sort of got together, and it was before a Slash gig actually.
All right, right.
We were going watching Slash, and then it was just me and Connor in his bedroom. We sort of like, Connor's always been absolutely like phenomenal on guitar, and was like, right, well, we should just give it a go, you know.
Yeah. And when was this then?
This was a while back now. This was November the 28th, 2014. That's when that discussion took place, and then three or four months later, we sort of got Aaron in.
Yeah.
And then we had another drummer, someone from our old school. So then we spent a lot of time in the garage, just, you know, most bands start.
Honing your craft.
Covers and, you know, just seeing what we could do.
Yeah.
I was never really meant to be the singer, I don't know. Right. We always sort of give it a go, and like, that's how it happened. I know, singing Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
And
that nearly convinced me to never sing again.
So, you seem to be doing okay at the moment, but so your first gig was it around about 12 months ago, was it?
It was less than that. The 19th of August.
Oh, right.
2016,
okay.
I remember correctly.
A very young band. So where was that at then?
That was at ATMA.
Right, okay.
We were supporting a band called The Small Prince, who Luke, our drummer now, used to drum for.
I see.
We sort of poached in from there.
Right,
We bumped into Luke outside 42's club in Manchester, and he was saying how much he liked our set and stuff, and then when the time came, we got in touch with him, and he joined us.
Right, okay, good stuff. So what would you say your kind of influences are? I mean, I could hear kind of Jim Morrison and quite heavy stuff, really.
Yeah, I'll take Jim Morrison.
I mean, who are your musical influences?
We definitely like draw from a lot of influences. The obvious ones like the Arctic Monkeys, the Strokes, Miles Kane, that sort of thing. Slaves, sort of like a bit heavier on that scale, and then a lot of old punk influences as well, like the Clash, the Sex Pistols, the Ramones.
Yeah.
One of my sort of idols is definitely Iggy Pop.
Right,
I just love his energy. He's just all over the place.
Yeah,
there's no stopping him. He's getting on a bit now, and he's still doing it.
Oh, it's brilliant that such a young band are influenced by some of these older guys. How do you try and get that into your set then?
A lot of it, to be honest, like in terms of the writing, it's just happens the way it happens. A lot of it's by accident, like. I find if we spend too long on a song, we end up getting rid of it. Like we've probably wrote about 20 songs before we gigged and got rid of 15 of them.
I see.
So it's just sort of seeing how the energy goes with it and seeing how it flows. But in terms of the stage, like the stage presence, I'd love to like one day get sort of like the pop atmospheric sort of energy there.
Yeah,
but with a guitar, it's a bit harder. You know, you can't just keep running around like headless chicken. But there's some energy there. There's quite a bit of passion.
You touched on it there, stage presence. You know, you need to be putting a show on, don't you, to sort of try and help you stand out from the rest, if you like, because there is so many sort of bands and artists out there.
I don't like, without sounding too harsh, I don't think a lot of people want to go there and see people stood still. You know, the music could be great, but if it's just the same stance all for half an hour, you know, it can get a bit boring.
Yeah.
I mean, the only bands like I've seen, people like Noel Gallagher, he can do it because he's Noel Gallagher, you know. He's like amazing, but going back to people like you mentioned before, Jim Morrison, it was like you was watching him and then you're in an almost different world when you're watching him. And I think that's important for gigs. Like there's people like Slaves, like I mentioned, and it's just like raw energy, you know, and that adds so much to it.
So good. So gigs up to now then, you've obviously done the kind of Manchester scene a little bit, I think you played Night and Day, obviously.
We're quite resident, so I think this next one will be our fourth gig there. So
how many gigs have you done altogether?
Altogether, I'd say it's around 9, 10.
Right.
We played...
This is all original stuff, is it, that you set?
Yeah, we stick like one or two covers in there,
right,
and try and just mix it up a bit. Like, we've done Iggy Pop, I Wanna Be Your Dog. We try and find like some obscure ones, like there's a band called Little Barry that we cover, and they're like really good. He's the singer of them, is the guitarist for Primal Scream.
Right.
And not like, in my opinion, not enough people know about bands like Little Barry. That's why I try and like put that in our set.
So yeah, I see.
People can kind of see what we're playing and can sort of draw on that.
Yeah.
But in terms of the gigs, like most of them have been in Manchester, but we've done two in Leeds. One for a promotion company called Double Denim Live.
Yeah,
great. And then we played Kazooka Festival as well, which was a good experience for us.
Yeah,
it was good to get out there and do our first festival.
You've got a huge gig coming up on the 18th of March for This Feeling at the Night and Day. And you joined with one of the bands, obviously, is Gardenback from Diggle, Saddleworth Way. It's nice that we've got some great local bands playing in Manchester, you know.
The thing about Night and Day, it's just this big space on the stage, and like I was saying before, it allows you to move around, and that's what's good. I'd never come across Gardenback, but ever since the gig was announced, all I've heard is great things from them. It's good that, especially someone like This Feeling, and so like pulling all the local groups together somehow on the same bill.
You just announced one at the Band on the Wall as well, haven't you?
Yeah, that's with
May the 13th, is it?
Yeah, Scruff of the Neck. That'll be the biggest venue we've played so far. It's about 340. That looks to be really good. We're playing with the Jade Assembly. Half Old as well, so that should be good. I'm looking forward to that.
Have you ever actually been to the Band on the Wall?
No, but
I've been a few times, and it's a wonderful venue.
The likes of Craig Charles does his Funk and Soul Club there, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, good. Just going back slightly to the Night and Day, you've sold quite a number of tickets already.
Yeah, for this season one on the 18th of March, we've shifted 60 so far. We had to order another 20 tickets because the first 50 went within about a week.
You lads do seem to have impressive numbers already.
What's
that down to, do you think?
I think we've just got, like, especially at the start, we had very supportive family and friends, and that gave us a huge boost, you know. We practice in Connor's garage. I think we owe a lot to his mum and dad. We probably wouldn't be a band.
You've got an EP launch coming up soon, haven't you? Is it four tracks you're doing on the EP?
Four tracks. Got some new ones on there. It's good. We've got a couple that we wrote not too long ago.
And then
they were all written in our garage, of course. We actually recorded it in Ashton.
Right.
We wanted to try and find somewhere local because just convenient, really, and it was good to...
Which place was
it's
that?
It's called The Hop. Studios.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be a pub.
Yeah, that's right. I know it is, yeah.
The guy who did it with Adam, he was great. We had a really good time doing that. And then we've got what people consider to be our like standout track, Mr. Brown's, on there closing the EP. So hopefully it will take off.
So you're hoping that to have a launch night as well, are you? End of April, is it?
Hopefully the end of April at a new venue in town called Jimmy's. I've been down myself and it looks really good. It's owned by... two brothers who used to be in a band called One Night Only.
Yeah.
So obviously they know what they're about, and they're well tapped into it, so it should be good. So.
What are you hoping to achieve with Proletariat then, James?
Take on the world, South America and all this. We just want to keep going the way we do it, you know, like we're going. We're picking up like people every gig now, you know, extra fans and stuff. That's what it's all about. Slow and steady wins the race.
There's a lot of competition out there, isn't there?
There is.
But is that something that kind of drives you on?
Well, like, when we're playing, like, on bills, and there's bands that you never hear of, and you stood there watching them, and you think, these are great, you know? And sometimes, like, it just gives you a bit of an edge before you go on. And I think it's good. It's healthy competition, you know?
Yeah.
I never, like, disrespect any other band, because we're all here for the same reason. It's we all just feed off each other.
Yeah.
From what I've experienced anyway, we feed off each other in positive ways. I think it's good. It's a good push for everyone.
Thanks very much, James from Proletariat, and look out for the band at, like I say, Night and Day, March the 18th, Band on the Wall in May, and then hopefully before Jimmy's, around about April time. Check them out on Facebook, Twitter, etc. Cheers, mate.
Thanks very much.